Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, something we all struggle with at some point, setting boundaries. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking favors, piling on extra work, or just generally stepping over the line? Yeah, we've all been there. Trust me, I get it. It can be tough to say no, especially when you're a people pleaser like yours truly used to be. But guess what? It's not selfish, it's self-care. Boundaries are essential for your mental well-being, your relationships, and even your productivity. So, buckle up because we're diving deep into the importance of setting boundaries today. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to reclaim your time, energy, and yes, even your sanity. First off, remember this. Boundaries are about respect. Not just for yourself, but also for others. When you set clear expectations, you're showing everyone around you how to treat you. It's like having a personal rulebook that says, "Hey, I value my time and energy, so please respect those things." Think of it like this. Would you let someone borrow your car without asking? Probably not. So why wouldn't you apply the same principle to your time and attention? Secondly, boundaries aren't about being rigid or unapproachable. It's about finding a balance. You can be kind and compassionate while still protecting your own needs. Remember that saying, no, doesn't mean saying, never. It just means choosing what's truly important to you and prioritizing those things. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes, even when you want to scream, no? It's exhausting, right? Boundaries help you avoid that burnout by ensuring you have time for the things that matter most, your passions, your loved ones, and yes, even a little bit of self-care. Thirdly, setting boundaries takes practice. It's like learning a new language or skill. It takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. Just keep practicing, keep refining your approach, and eventually, it'll become second nature. Remember, the more you practice saying no in small situations, the easier it will be to say no when things get bigger. Fourthly, don't be afraid to communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It simply means expressing your needs in a respectful but firm way. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect someone to read your mind, would you? Same goes for your boundaries. Let people know what you need and what you're comfortable with. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It's about honoring your own needs and values. When you prioritize yourself, you create space for growth, happiness, and fulfillment in all areas of your life. Setting those boundaries is like saying to yourself, "Hey, I deserve respect. I deserve time for myself, and I deserve to live a life that feels good." Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're swamped with work deadlines, personal errands, and social commitments. You feel constantly pulled in different directions, and your stress levels are through the roof. That's where boundaries come in. Let's say you have a friend who always calls you at random times to vent about their problems. While you care about them, it's draining your energy. You could politely set a boundary by saying something like, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but I'm really swamped right now. Can we schedule a specific time to talk later this week?" Boom. Boundary set, stress level reduced, and your friend understands where you're coming from. Remember folks, boundaries are not walls, they're guidelines. They help create healthy relationships, reduce stress, and allow you to focus on what truly matters. So, start practicing today. You deserve it. So, those are the key takeaways. Respect yourself and others, find a balance, practice makes perfect, communicate clearly, and most importantly, love yourself enough to set those boundaries. Remember, life is too short to be constantly giving away your time and energy without getting anything back. Take charge of your well-being, prioritize what matters to you, and don't be afraid to say no when needed. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've set or are thinking about setting? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and remember, you're amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.